I remember it was, I think it's not long, but, you know, I was on the phone, you know, she read it to me, but I don't remember the... But I remember it's not too long, and he said, please do not contact her, she doesn't want to talk.
Okay, because...
Did you talk to Richard Lewitt since Thursday, when you called the...
No, I haven't, but it is him. I know it's him. It is him. It is him. And the fact that Anne Claire won't send me that email confirms that it is him, because she will have listened to that voice recording, and she will not send me that email, and she's completely blocked me.
Okay.
So I think she's answered a lot of my questions. And the interesting thing here, because an email is going to go out today, a very strong email, and which is going to be very interesting, because obviously the Ghislaine Maxwell trial hearing is tomorrow. But what's interesting...
Yeah, we'll be there. That's why I'm going to New York, actually. I will be there in New York.
So, I mean, it's got nothing to do with confidentiality. Otherwise, she would never have read you the email. Do you see what I mean? She wouldn't read you the email, and she's refused to take any of my calls at all. And I've been phoning her for months now, hey? She will not respond to me at all. And the fact that she's blocked me and she won't forward me the email is very, very, very telling. And so it all is starting to make sense now. It really, really is starting. Because those modeling agencies were never investigated. They were never shut down. Yeah, fuck. I'm Afrikaans. I'm South African. I'm so sorry. Your French is so elegant and eloquent, and I'm just... So yeah, there is going to be an email going out today, and I am going to call her out. I have to.
When you told me that you lost all your evidence, on doit arranger ou pas? No, okay, just sorry. You don't have any place where you put all these documents?
No. All my emails, my text messages, you know. And I hope you more than likely will see her tomorrow. All my WhatsApp, because she was in my house, everything, and she was there with. She took all of evidence. You know the girl that was. She took all her messages, all my 7 years worth of emails. I've got like the odd one here and there. But it's for me to find out on Friday, other victims have had their evidence deleted, just confirms. It just confirms everything, and
it's hard to believe that someone can you go to a place an office of I don't know, someone who could help you to get back sorry, I miss the word. Maybe there's a way to give it to you. Give it back to
I,
you.
I don't know. Document. No, it's lost. All my WhatsApp messages from and all gone. 4 years. 4 years worth of messages. 4 years. I would never, ever, ever in my... I would never delete that, but it's gone.
Is that a possibility? Oh, yeah, no. You're sure you didn't delete
it? Never, 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 never in a million years. Those messages and emails were my saving grace. They were the ones. But it doesn't matter. I've got enough evidence as it is. Do you know what I mean? I've got enough evidence. And, you know, the email I've just sent you now... If you, I've just sent an
email. I will be on the plane, but I will look at it. You tell me all the things you think it's useful for me. You can send me a lot of emails. I will read them.
Okay. In your spare time, the email I've just sent, because I'm Catholic, and I'm a big Catholic. I'm very Catholic, and you know, I'm not anti Israel. I'm just, I love everybody, you know, And there's a link in there, an interview, because you know Alan Dershowitz sexually assaulted me with.
Mm-hmm.
And
the connection cut it.
Dershowitz sexually assaulted me with in Epstein's mansion. And in the email I've just sent, there's a link to an interview he's recently done on RTL. You must watch it. He's basically saying he's endorsing the slaughter of women and children in Gaza. He's basically saying the women and children are terrorists and must be killed.
Wow.
And he's talking about rape and sexual assault, yet he sexually assaulted me with. He was the one that got Epstein off on the plea bargain.
Yeah.
You must watch it.
They made an agreement with Virginia Duke.
She's working with them. Right from the beginning, she's one of them. She's an employee. Remember, this organization was run by a woman, hey? It was run by a woman. I wasn't recruited by a man in a nightclub. I wasn't. I was recruited by a...
Okay.
It was all run by women. Like, they are employees. They're employees. Ghislaine Maxwell, they're employees. It was run by a woman. So just,
I wanted to ask you the link you had with Ghislaine Maxwell. Did you know her?
Completely? Yes.
Did you meet
her? Yes. I've got pictures of her on the island with me.
Mm.
She starved me. She always took my food away from me.
For what? For what reason?
To starve me, because they wanted me. I mean, I've even gotten an email to. They wanted me to go down to 54 kilograms. They were starving me.
No. Sorry, Sarah. I have to go on the break, okay. But we'll definitely continue this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And please send me all the information you think useful, all these names.
I will.
The woman who recruited you, information about your link relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell. It's very interesting for me. I have to understand everything, okay?
Okay.
And we will look at this story of your deleted message and this story about Richard Lewitt, who sent an email without being your lawyer.
And it was Richard Levitt.
Yeah.
You have a very safe flight, and I'm giving you the biggest hug, and thank you so much for your support.
You're
and help.
You're welcome, Sarah.
Okay, safe flight.
No worries.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.